This is the Primal King Podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised, USDA-certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to CrossoMeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Buy Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 72. All right, so ended up having to move this week's guest back a week. A little scheduling conflict. It happens. So get to do another solo episode, which is awesome. I'm super excited for that. So anyways, guys, I want to talk to you about why all of that pressure that you feel, maybe it's actually a privilege. You're just not looking at it the right way. All right, super excited to talk with you today, everybody. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode. Super excited to have you in. So this is kind of the other week where we should be having a guest, but as the way some things happen and scheduling and everything else, it doesn't quite work out. So as my commitment to make sure that we have a weekly episode, it's going to be another solo week. The good news is that there's a couple guests coming up that you guys are absolutely going to love. One of them, and one that will be released next week, absolutely fascinating story, very polarizing story. But yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Let's leave it there. I got to have the tease, right? Got to have you coming back next week to check out who that guest might be. So anyways, like I said, super excited to talk with you because the topic, if you want to call it that, or kind of what I want to talk to you all about today is something that I heard, and it was just like, man, that is so fascinating, and I see how that relates so often. And it actually came from a guy named Russell Wilson. He is, if you don't know, I guess maybe if you're not into sports whatsoever, he is the starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. So he was asked basically about when he was in the Super Bowl and the pressure of the Super Bowl and kind of the pressure that there is in the end of the games, and maybe you're trying to, you know, come from behind. And basically just like kind of the question was, is like, how do you deal with that pressure? And what he said is absolutely fascinating. And it got me thinking about, that really changes the way that I look at things and the way that I look at pressure, because let's face it, like a lot of us face a lot of pressure. Could be, you know, pressure to pay the bills. It could be pressure to keep food on the table for your kids. It could be pressure to keep your employees going. You know, there's all these different pressures that we have. And so I think that this really kind of breaks down why that's a good thing, right? And so he basically said the first thing that he does is he kind of takes a step back and he understands that, you know, pressure is a privilege. And if you kind of think about that for a second, it's like, wow, that is actually a very, very powerful statement. Why is that? Okay, so again, as you all know, we've been building a business. And when you're building a business, there's a lot of pressure that goes along with that, right? There's pressure to make sure that your product is good. There's pressure to make sure that, you know, in our case, that things are shipped out correctly and that, you know, when our meat gets out to people, that it's still frozen. There's pressure for deadlines and to make sure that you're handling things in a timely manner. And there's pressure to, you know, keep content going out so you can grow your following. And, you know, there's just all these different pressures that go into it. And it's like, okay, great. Why is that a good thing though, right? Like, okay, great. Like, yeah, you have a lot of pressure when you run a business. Why is that a good thing? Because let's just look at it and think about maybe the person who doesn't have any pressure. What I would also bet is that person probably doesn't have any expectations, probably doesn't have any goals, probably doesn't have any direction, right? Because if you don't feel any pressure whatsoever, chances are that, you know, hey, maybe you're single, working a dead-end job that has, I mean, let's face it, guys, like a lot of times if you're working at a gas station, there's not a lot of pressure, right? Because if you get fired, it's not like you're making a whole bunch of money. And I don't mean this to be disrespectful to anyone who might be working at a gas station, but let's be honest, like there's not a lot of pressure that goes into to working at a gas station most times, right? Like maybe if you're the manager, there is, but if you're just kind of that, you know, shift worker at, you know, the local 7-Eleven or whatever, there's probably not a ton of pressure. And I don't know that that would be a good thing, right? And so again, like there is, you know, having pressure really is a privilege. Like I even remember back to when we went through the buyout of the ranch. Probably one of the heaviest things that I've ever felt in terms of pressure, because it was, you know, this isn't a decision of, you know, just kind of simply going into some debt to, you know, buy a property or something like that. It's literally like the pressure of kind of the legacy of the ranch and trying to keep it intact. The pressure of yes, the financial side of it and being able to pay a massive amount of money every single month for the next 30 years. Right. The pressure of, you know, moving, the pressure of just all of this was super, super heavy. But I also know that there was gratitude that was going into it. It's like, you know, if you want to talk about privilege again, it's like how privileged, am I to be able to have this pressure, to be able to have this weight on me. It's like, I feel like I can handle it. And so like, I look at this almost like as a privilege. It's a privilege that I'm the one that gets to, you know, kind of take on this burden and this responsibility. I look at it as a privilege to where, like, I don't know that I'm, you know, that I'm capable of doing that. And I think that there maybe are, you know, maybe there would be other people out there that would look at that and be like, I don't want that pressure, right? Like, I don't want that burden. I don't want that responsibility, whatever it may be. But the thing is that if you're actually ever going to pursue greatness, right, there's always going to be pressure. I mean, think about how many of us have felt the pressure of not being able to maybe pay your bills or maybe not being able to, put food on the table, or, you know, the pressure of just worrying about how am I going to make this amount of money, take care of my family? Like, how am I going to do that? And that pressure can just absolutely, it can weigh you down big time, right? I guarantee most of you, if not all of you, have felt that. Even those of you who are doing, you know, big things and making big money now, most of us at some point or another have felt that pressure of being able to provide for our family. And, you know, you look at it and it's like, okay, if I take a step back, like how privileged am I that I have a family that's depending on me, right? Like how privileged am I that I actually get to take care of my family? So yes, there's pressure involved, but there's also privilege that goes along with that. You know, again, like on the business side of this, I know so many business owners that it's like the pressure, you know, the employees and trying to, you know, keep the lights on and the doors open and doing everything in my power to, you know, make this business work. The pressure is just so much. And then it's like, yeah, but if you take a step back, it's like what a privilege it is that you can provide people with an income, right? Like how much of a privilege is it that you're doing something that is actually putting food on someone else's table? Right? Absolutely. It's a privilege to, you know, for us, like in our business, it's an absolute privilege to be able to serve our meat to people. Right. But like, I look at it and it's like, if this business goes where we want to, like how privileged, yes, there would be pressure of having employees and maybe having different infrastructures and maybe some of the investments that we would have to make. But like at the same point, like what a privilege that would be, what a privilege it would be to be able to help other families provide and put food on their table. What a privilege it would be to, you know, meet some of the people that we would be able to. Yes, there will be pressure, but there will also be privilege. And so I guess like the reason why I wanted to talk to you guys about this is because I feel like so many of us, so many of us think that we're going to have greatness without pressure, right? And I don't know if it's because we've watched too many Disney movies or if we've, lived in just some false reality as a society, as a culture, whatever it may be. But the funny thing is that very, very rarely are you going to have greatness. Are you going to achieve goals without also feeling the pressure that comes along with that? You know, again, like maybe, I don't know, maybe you're in real estate and it's like the pressure of just keeping up and showing houses and everything else. But then it's like, man, what a privilege that I actually get to show people these houses that will, you know, that their family will eat their dinners in, that this family will be able to raise their kids in. Like, what a privilege, you know? And you could go right down the line, because it can feel like a lot of pressure when you're, I don't know, when you're working a lot, or it can feel like a lot of pressure when you're doing your paperwork and it's like, man, this money just isn't going as far as I want. You know, these different relationships and everything else, like, man, it kind of feels like a lot of pressure to be married sometimes, right? Like, it feels like there's pressure to have this amazing marriage, and hey, like, my marriage isn't always great, not every day, right? But I feel this pressure. It's like, okay, yeah, but what a privilege it is, right? Like, you're married, you know, that you're most likely with a person that at least at some point in your life you wanted to spend the rest of your life with. Like, what a privilege that is. Yes, it comes with pressure. So I guess, guys, what it kind of comes back to me is that there's no pressure playing a preseason game, right? There's no pressure in that. There's no pressure in, you know, being the backup quarterback that's sitting on the sideline, or the backup, you know, whatever. There's really no pressure in that. But the funny thing is that they don't write books about backup quarterbacks, right? They don't write books about the person that works at 7-Eleven. They just don't. Like, the people who actually pursue greatness. And again, greatness isn't defined by having a book written about you, but the people who actually do stuff, that have goals, that have dreams, that have aspirations, that have all of this. Again, the people that they do write the books about, they all face pressure. Go right down the line. You know, you want to talk about great athletes? They all face mass amounts of pressure, media pressure, you know, winning and coming from behind, and just all the scrutiny and pressure that goes along with that. Look at businesses. You know, how many of them face bankruptcy and then pull themselves out? How many people, maybe you even look up to, that are, you know, people who've been married forever and have felt pressure from family to not marry that person. They felt pressure from friends to not be, like, all of this stuff. And so I think that if you're in a situation right now to where it's like, man, I just feel the weight of the world on my shoulders and I'm not really sure what to do about it, I think take Russell Wilson's advice. And the first thing you should do is take a step back and be like, man, what a privilege it is to be under all this pressure. And I know that may sound silly. It may sound like some, you know, airy-fairy, overly optimistic way of looking at life, but it's the truth. Like, if you're doing big things and you have a bunch of pressure, like, how freaking cool is that, right? Like, the fact that we're building this business and we have the pressure of marketing, and we have the pressure of, like, trying to make a dollar last way further than what it probably ever should have, right? Because we're not taking on investors, and we're not, you know, we've had opportunities to do that and we've said no because we want to do it our way. But there is a ton of pressure in that. Like, there would probably be a lot less pressure if we were like, yes, invest in our business, give us a bunch of money. If we had more money, we could probably take some of the pressure off of us. But it's like, no, because there is a lot of privilege that goes in. Like, there's a lot of, I don't know, like, if you look at it this way, I feel like, I don't know, like, the best way I try to do it, right? If I were to take a step back, And again, like, maybe this is my weird, like, eternal optimist way of looking at it. But so often, like, if you're feeling a ton of pressure and it can get super overwhelming, the first thing to understand is that it's usually temporary, right? But secondly is to, like, okay, but what's good about it, right? Going through a ton of pressure, going through a bunch of hard stuff, but what's good about it? And then it's like, okay, great. Like, the fact, again, that we're building this business and we feel all this pressure, the good part about it is that we're freaking building a business, right? We're doing what we want to do. We actually get to design the way our business looks, the way that we market it, the way that we talk about it, the way that we live it. Like, we actually get to do this. So yes, there's a bunch of pressure, but also we get to. Okay, and so again, like, if you are going through a bunch of pressure right now, just take a step back just for a second and just think, like, okay, but what's good about it? What's good about this pressure, right? Like, yes, there's a ton of weight when you go into, you know, a state championship game, you go into a national championship game, you go into the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals or whatever. Like, there's a ton of pressure around it. but what's good about it? And it's like, okay, there's a lot good about it, right? Like once you understand that, it changes the entire paradigm of the way that pressure will affect you. Because some people do, they melt under the pressure, right? Whether it's business owners, they have all this pressure and they just burn everything to the ground because they would rather do that than face the pressure and work through it, right? But I think those same people, like if they took a step back and they're like, okay, like how privileged am I? Like I remember my old boss so many times, like talking about the pressure of having employees and the pressure of, you know, getting more and more customers and the pressure of all these different things. But then at the end of the day, he's like, you know, I feel like we're changing the world. And so it's like, okay, what pressure? That's no big deal. Like, I mean, why would I worry about some pressure if I know that what I'm doing is going to change the world, or if I know what I'm doing is going to change my world, right? It's just pressure. And so then you can kind of compartmentalize that. You can keep it in perspective. And then, yes, you're still going to feel the pressure. There's no way to get around it. But the way that you deal with the pressure will be completely different. Like you'll be able to get through it. You'll be able to deal with the pressure and keep moving forward rather than allow it to paralyze you. And so, guys, I guess what I would ask you today is just to consider this, right? Consider the pressure that you're going through. Consider it as a privilege. Right now, you know, again, with COVID and going on basically a year of our 6-week lockdowns, you know, like there's a lot of people facing pressure. But then also look at it to where it's like, gosh dang, like how lucky am I to feel the pressure of having to provide for a family? Because guess what? That means I actually have a family, right? How privileged am I to feel this pressure of building this business when, you know what? I'm actually blessed enough to be building a business. You know, I'm actually chasing my dreams, right? Or insert whatever pressure it is and then just see how you can flip that and understand that there is privilege within that power. There is a blessing. There is, you know, however you want to term it, just understand that there is good. The reason why you're feeling the pressure is good. Like some of you guys are out there hustling, you know, you're doing everything you can to try to get money together. You're doing everything you can to pay your bills. But dang, how freaking cool is it that you're out there chasing your dreams, right? I mean, because you could probably, I mean, some of you guys maybe that are out there chasing your dreams, like you might actually be able to make more money right now working at 7-Eleven and making the $8 or $10 an hour, right? But one of the reasons maybe why you're struggling is because you are chasing your dreams, and that pressure, like it's worth it because you're doing what you want to do. And so just keep that in mind, keep that in perspective. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. Like I said, next week, our guest is going to be amazing. Super, super excited to talk to this person. Very crazy story. So you're going to want to make sure that you tune into it because it is. It's just crazy. That's all I'll really say about it. So I hope you guys have an awesome week. If you are, I guess, interested, or if you're willing, if you would be so awesome as to, hey, if you're listening to the podcast, tag me in the stories, share it out to people. We've had big growth over the last couple months. In fact, this last month was the first month, over 1,500 downloads. I know a lot of people out there do that in a day. But for this podcast, gosh, we've seen like 20% growth month over month over the last few months. And a lot of that, again, is coming back from you guys sharing it out there and tagging me and just letting more and more people know about it. And so I really, really appreciate all of you who do that. If you're not doing it, it takes 30 seconds. Screenshot the episode, put it in your Instagram stories, tag me in it, get it out there. I would really appreciate it if you guys could do that. Let's keep this growth going and get out there and remember that, hey, pressure really actually is a privilege. All right, guys, have an awesome day. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.